Welcome to episode 76 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. This past week has been really hectic, and all because of the Goodwood Festival of Speed. For those of you that don't know, the Festival of Speed is a motoring event held each year at Goodwood in West Sussex, here in the UK, and it sees me photographing all manner of action, from fast-paced Formula One cars on a hill climb, to dusty rally cars spinning their wheels deep within a purpose-built woodland setting. With extreme sports, display stands and much more besides, it's a really busy few days and a photographer's dream location if ever you want to practice and improve any number of techniques. As ever though, I was on commission from Goodwood themselves, so my view of the event was somewhat more hectic. Now, a quick apology before we get started. The following recording was one of those occasions where I stupidly neglected to turn my phone off, so please excuse the bit of interference you'll hear along the way. That said, welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 76. It's coming up to about 20 past nine on a Sunday evening, and I am in the car driving back from this year's Goodwood Festival of Speed. Now, I don't usually find myself driving back this late after the event, but I had to do some additional photography last thing, and then I got caught up having a chat with a friend and colleague. And this is why I'm driving back now. So, for those of you that don't know, the Goodwood Festival of Speed is an event that happens in West Sussex, near Chichester, on the south coast here in the UK. And it is exactly that. It is a show, a motoring show, based around everything from Formula One cars through to concept cars, supercars, there's extreme sports events. If you are a real motoring enthusiast, it is an amazing event. And as a photographer, this is my ninth or eighth year shooting the event. And so today I thought I'd give you a little bit of information just generally about what I've been up to over the course of the 3.5-4 days that I've been there. So I'm not necessarily going to be absolutely specific, just because so much has happened, and as I'm driving along, I can't necessarily remember everything that I've been doing. I have shot thousands, literally thousands of pictures, and these pictures will be used in sponsors reports. They will be submitted to the Goodwood photo library, so that when people request pictures or pictures are needed for marketing efforts, sort of printed stuff or stuff on website, those pictures are there ready to be used. And often I find or hear that my pictures that get shot at the Goodwood Festival of Speed and the Goodwood Revival, which is later in the year, which I also shoot, those pictures end up all over the world and used by the likes of Rolls-Royce or Ferrari or there's a company that provides drinks for the event, people that sponsor various things. So my pictures really do get used an awful lot. So let's talk basics. First of all, the setup that I used for, I would say, 95% of the shots that I produced was a Nikon D3. With either an 80-200mm telephoto or a 24-85mm wide-angle zoom. Now, a lot of you regular listeners will know that that is my typical setup. that particular camera, those two lenses. In addition to that, because with these events I also like I like to use two camera bodies, a number of my other cameras have they're not in a, shall we say, a trustworthy state. There are a couple of things wrong with them, so I haven't used them. So as a backup, I dug out my Nikon D2H, which is a bit of a beast, and I know I've talked about it a lot in the past, but I have to say, I was more inclined over the course of the weekend to actually use the D2H as a... essentially a way to carry my spare lens and also have a body just in case something went wrong with the D3. I think I shot all of about 9 pictures on that camera. I don't use it a lot. It's an older camera. It's a 4 megapixel as opposed to the higher res that we're used to now. The resolution debate is a whole other thing. We'll maybe talk about that again in the future. But yeah, so in addition to that, the only two or three additional things that I had, obviously I had my Nikon Speedlight flash guns, the SB800 are the ones that I still use. But actually, I didn't really use flash across the whole of the weekend. The D3 is very good at higher ISO, and I just really like the natural light shots that I'm able to shoot with it. For certain areas, I use a 2x... Oh, excuse me, yawning. It's been a very, very busy weekend. I was using a 2x teleconverter, which basically doubles up the magnification of the lens it's attached to. So, in a roundabout simplified way, if I'm on an 80 to 200, that makes it a 140 to 400 mil lens, but then there's a slight markup with the digital. So the whole point is that 2x converter allows me to get closer to the action. You do lose a couple of f-stops of light as a result, but on a bright day, and we have been quite lucky with the weather. We did have a fair bit of rain on and off, but it's been generally very, very bright. On a bright day, those two stops of light doesn't really matter, especially if you can put the ISO up. The only other lens that I did use on occasion was a 10 to 20 mil ultra wide angle lens, which I do use from time to time, and it's really good at very wide. With the D3, very unprofessional. With the D3, just to get a bit technical, the D3 uses the FX format, whereas older cameras will use the DX format in the Nikon system. This ultra-wide lens is a DX format, so there is a considerable sort of vignetting where there's sort of darkening to the corners of the frame. But I was able to compose for that, and then those areas will get cropped out when I come to edit the pictures. So that, I believe, was my setup. I did use a tripod on one occasion for some nighttime photos, which I'll tell you about in a little while. But yeah, the stuff that I was shooting, I actually didn't really shoot much track action in terms of cars just going up the hill climb. Where I did shoot, when it came to cars going by in the action, I did actually go on the rally stage, which was brilliant fun. It was really good action. And a number of these pictures I'll be putting up on the website to share with you. By the time this goes live, I'm planning that this will go live, as I record this, it's a Sunday, planning that it will go live tomorrow, the Monday, as usual. So there won't be a link to these pictures, but I will put it in the show notes once it does exist. So yeah, the sort of thing that I was shooting. Well, I don't have my brief. I don't have my brief here to give me a sort of a heads up. But there were, obviously you've got the big car manufacturers. So there was people like Citroen, Mazda. I mean, other companies like Bentley and BMW and what have you. One really good thing was Chevrolet actually were there, and they had a climbing wall at the side of their display, and I went up to the top of the this wall, and I had to be sort of strapped in to the with a harness just for health and safety, which is fine. But I actually shot some really nice pictures of these kids as they were abseiling down this wall. And with a, again, with the 24mm setting on the that wide-angle zoom and an aperture of something like f11, there was really, like, lots of depth of field. So it was really sharp from the kid that was doing the abseiling, or adults. There were some adults doing it as well. Right through into the distance that showed the rest of the setting of the show. So that was really good. Oh, I'm so sorry for all this yawning. It literally has been that I've been on my feet since, I sort of was there Thursday night, and then literally from 6:30, 7 in the morning, through to, I know, sort of 6 in the evening, something like that. And by the time I got to bed, it was 11 o'clock or what have you. So long, long days. Now, this recording would end up being, you know, quite a long recording if I was to talk specifically about all the technical considerations of all the sorts of shots that I've captured. But bearing in mind that I was shooting for sort of marketing purposes, one of the key things that I had to be aware of was to make sure that brands and logos were well represented. So obviously it goes without saying that you have to have sharp pictures, well exposed pictures. But when we're talking about branding, so for example, I was on the Skoda, had a very nice display, making sure that there were people there talking to would-be customers, talking about the cars. But it's all very well, but whether it's a badge on their shirt or whether it's the logo on the wall in the background, making sure that was really visible, and, you know, so those pictures can then be used in their marketing. The same with the any cars going along, but say with the rally stage. Obviously, you want to be shooting so that the car is nice and sharp and is well composed. And these cars are going at some, you know, speed along these sort of chalk and clay sort of rally stage, which has actually been created within some woodland within the grounds of Goodwood House. But the thing with cars, if you're going to shoot cars or any vehicle that is moving, you want to get the sense that it is actually moving rather than just parked on the road or on a track or what have you. So, for example, I was shooting along the track of this rally stage towards a car that had just come out of a corner. So you've got a slight sort of sideways angle to the car, which just... the car looks more animated if you do that. For one thing, because it's a rally car, chances are it's going a bit sideways out of a corner, which in turn means, secondly, that where the driver is turning the steering wheel to correct that slide, you get this, the front wheels are at an angle, they're turning. Now, your natural instinct, I suppose, with photographing a car or a vehicle is that you want to freeze it in action. Well, you can do any number of things. You can use a bit of flash to freeze the movement, but also have a long enough shutter speed that it shows some motion. Remember that flash freezes action, and a slower shutter speed will allow movement to record, so it's quite dynamic, gets across the sense of speed. But remember, I wasn't using flash, so I was shooting at an aperture, typically with the light not changing much, of around about, it was around about f8 or maybe f10, f11, something like that. The cars were mostly coming straight towards me, just with these examples that I'm thinking of. And because I was therefore shooting at an aperture of, as I say, of about f8 to f11, but a shutter speed of around about 125th to 250th of a second, there was the lovely pin sharp car, so you could see all the branding and the decals or decals that are on the car. But you get this movement in the wheels, which is really nice. And also, where it's a dirt road, you get all the dirt being sort of churned up behind the car and out from under the wheels. So the shutter speed is fast enough to freeze that. So that was brilliant, really, really good. And lots of colour with those cars. So I also took in the sort of extreme sports area that was on my brief, and this is known as the GAS, which is the Goodwood Action Sports, I think it's called. And from there you had everything from guys on BMXs doing jumps and what have you on like a dirt track. What else do we have? So there was that. We also had motocross bikes jumping really high in the air. It was unfortunate that when I, because of all my running around and this, that and the other, because I had to go at a certain time to shoot those, and I had to do it on a particular day because I had so much to get through, it was just unfortunate that the clouds had come across and there wasn't a lot of blue sky, which means I'm probably going to have to do just maybe put in a little bit more contrast to the pictures just to lift the guys out from the sky when I come to work on them. But, you know, the action was there. And some of it was wide angle from low down, showing them in the air. Some of it was fairly close up. And there were trials bikes there, motorbikes. Dougie Lampkin, a lot of you will be familiar with him. He's a regular at the Goodwood event. World champion trials, motorbike trials champion. So as I say, I could go on and on and on. I'm not going to, much aside from the fact that I'm actually, sort of not far off being home. I'm really not planning on doing any work tonight. I'm just going to, my feet ache a fair bit just from walking. So I'm looking forward to just getting in and relaxing and having something to eat. I don't know, give me some feedback. If you would like me to talk specifically about certain action sports or certain things that I have maybe photographed over the course of this weekend that have maybe certain technical considerations, then let me know. I'm sure I can put together some other podcasts, some other recordings, maybe even replicate some of the techniques and record things as I'm doing it. Oh, one other thing, actually. For some of the time, I actually was... I had some equipment which I was testing. Always testing stuff. One of the things was this high-definition small video camera. A 1080p HD video camera. A bit like a GoPro. This is it's called a Drift HD. But I had that actually mounted on top of the camera, or alongside the lens to give you sort of a first person view of what I was shooting. And my plan is, time allowing, that I will produce a little video or a number of little videos and sequence in the some of the stills that I shot at that moment that the video was recording. So that, I think, could be quite good fun. So that is basically Goodwood Festival of Speed for this year. Looking forward to going through the thousands of pictures that I've taken. Usually end up, with anything like this, usually end up editing out anywhere between 1 2/3 of pictures, because not because they're not technically good enough or not right, but for example, if I'm photographing a sequence, I don't need 4 or 5 shots in the whole sequence. I'll pick the best one or possibly two. If I photograph people, obviously you want to make sure that they're not blinking, so you take 2 or 3 shots just to make sure, and slight varieties of poses and what have you. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to give too many pictures. I don't want to, you know, there's no need to put extra pictures in for the sake of it. The whole process of editing is something that you should really, you shouldn't underestimate how important that is. But yeah, so that's what I think. I'm going to sneeze. Excuse me. oh dear, what a way to end a podcast. I've obviously got dust in my nose from Goodwood. But there we go, guys. I'm going to leave it there. Go and blow my nose. And yeah, hopefully that's given you a little insight. And yeah, let me know what you think. And I'll do another recording soon.
Although 3 days of editing are now complete and my pictures have been submitted to Goodwood, I still haven't completely caught up after the event. As ever though, I'm really looking forward to revisiting my pictures and really having a good look at just what I shot, because it all is frankly quite a blur, and I'm looking forward to sharing them with you just as soon as I get the chance. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget, I'm on Twitter, at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or, of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.
Member of the CurrentPhotographer.com podcast network. Find more great photography shows at CurrentPhotographer.com/podcast.